Welcome to our teaser podcast.
This is Kenny.
And this is Chrissy, where we share real life with real people
while serving a real God.
Welcome to Between Our Sundays.
So as we open up our very first teaser podcast, we figured we should probably tell you a little bit about who we are and why we are who we are. So together, we are a happily married couple. We were married at the age of 20, and this is our 22nd anniversary this year. We have three beautiful daughters, and they range from the ages of 15 to 24. And we are a recently retired military family of over 23 years. During that time, it has taken us all over the world, some together and some apart, including six military deployments to multiple combat zones that has caused us a lot of stress and a lot of growth both in between. Right now, we are business owners in our local community, and Chrissy is a successful paralegal, mortgage broker, and now stays at home full-time as mom with our growing kids while still serving on our local Chamber of Commerce and at our home church.
Kenny is a full-time medevac pilot here in a local area. He loves what he's doing and his piloting, and yeah, that's us. That's us.
So I figured if nothing else, they know who we are, but really we got to get to the why. Everybody wants to know why something is done. So Chrissy, why are we here? Why would we do another podcast? Everybody has a podcast these days. Everybody has an opinion. Why do we want to share what happens in our life through the years between our Sundays with the world?
So I think that's a great place to start for us. Why God has called us for more. God has called us to share our testimony with the world, because what better way than the words of our testimony to bring people to Jesus? Our past, our journey, God has brought us down a path that deserves to be shared. I think our story can really connect to a lot of people. There's a lot of hardship, there's a lot of hurt, there's a lot of relatable things that I think we can share with the world to provide hope and love and togetherness.
One thing that I think I love the most is you and I were creatively talking about where we would go with this. Is we needed a pinpoint Bible verse, something that we knew just encompassed everything. And we threw several around back and forth. There were so many that fit. But you came across one, Isaiah 6:8. Would you please tell me what Isaiah 6:8 says?
Isaiah 6:8 says, "Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And I said, here I am, send me." It's my prayer. It's my prayer every day for my walk and everything I do every day to be for God. Here I am, God, send me.
And we're called to continue to build the kingdom. Our number one focus should not be riches and glory and fame and fortune, but really to continue to gain admission into the kingdom of God for ourselves and then those are around us. We're fishers of men. We need to be out actively building that kingdom. And I know that has to be such a tremendous part of this podcast. Real life is going to connect to so many people. Absolutely. On different levels. But at the end of all of our real stories, through the successes, through the pain, through all of the pieces, God was there at the beginning and the middle and the end.
Absolutely.
And we really want to just continue to show that in all things, God made it possible.
Well, and I think what's so important is that to get to 22 years of marriage, I think that's such an amazing feat. But I also think it's important to note that we did not start really growing our relationship with God and Jesus until about 3-4 years ago. So we lived a life that was so worldly and was so set in selfish gain, battling careers that are so driven on self motivation, self enhancement, self just there were a lot of things that we were our life was missing so much, and then we found freedom through Jesus Christ and our life changed. And that passion several years ago now, I've known that God's had more for us, and this, the way this has all transpired and the pureness that only God could have done and could have provided for us in this venture, I know that this is the Holy Spirit leading us.
That is such a powerful way to wrap it up. And there's so much that I know both of us could continue to talk about. And this being a teaser, we don't want to give everything away all at one time. But we certainly hope that you find enough of it interesting to come back for more when our episode one actually does debut here soon.
Yes, yes.
But one of the things we really, you know, again, a staple part of this, one of the benchmarks we wanted is prayer. We live a life in our home where we have such a passion for prayer. And this has been something that's been a growing point for us. Prayer was not always the first day. Prayer was not always the go-to. Most times it was a Band-Aid. When I'm broken, okay, well, then I'll jump over here and try the God thing. As we have continued to grow and mature, we see that prayer is part of maintenance. Prayer is part of celebration. Prayer is part of just rejoicing. It doesn't always have to come in a moment when you need it. That conversation with God is just something that is uplifting and spiritual and inward and outward all at the same time. And it really takes us out of our skin for a moment and allows us to connect vertically. And we really just want to make sure that every single one of our podcasts close with prayer. Prayer that's about the podcast, prayer that's about each one of you that listen, things that we can continue to lift to God and just pray sometimes for things that we don't even know, but we know God sees in each one of you that are out there with us through this journey.
Absolutely.
So in that, we would love to kind of begin to move down to the closure of this teaser, but not before we give God an opportunity to speak. So Chrissy, if you want to go ahead and close us out with prayer.
Heavenly Father God, I come to you right now with a heart full of gratitude, a heart full of thanks. God, you have set this stage for Kenny and I to reach the world, God. You have set the stage for us to use our testimony to reach the world, God.
Yes,
there are
Lord.
so many marriages that are hurting. There are so many marriages that are broken, God. But there is freedom, there is love, and there is peace in every ounce of you, God. And right now I pray that every word that comes out of our mouth and every single episode, I pray that our actions as we leave this podcast, that we are a walking representation of you in every facet. God, I pray that every person that is listening to this podcast right now, God, that they feel your spirit in each
Lord.
Of our words. I pray that people are touched, that people are moved, but more importantly, God, that they see you in us and that they see that there is hope, that there is love, that there is joy in a walk with you, Heavenly Father. God, I pray that as we are transparent with the world, God, that it just reaches the hearts and souls of those who need you, God. We thank you so much for this platform. We thank you so much for this opportunity, God, to serve you. You called, you stirred in our hearts that there was more, God, and this is for you. Holy Spirit, you are in this place right now, God. And I thank you so much for each and every person that is listening, God, because if they're listening, it means that they love us. It means that they have shared this podcast. It means that they are taking the time to get to know us more. And God, I just pray that you use this to your glory, God, because this isn't about me. This isn't about Kenny. This is about you. This is about building your kingdom, God. This is not for us. This is all for you, Heavenly Father. And I just pray that you continue to use us as a vessel. We thank you and we praise you in your heavenly precious name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank each one of you for being such a part of this opening with us. This is going to be a journey. We can't wait to see where it goes, but I know that hands are off the wheel.
Yes.
We're letting God lead. Yes. We're both smiling from the inside. If you could see our faces right now, this is just a beautiful thing that God is going to do with us. We can't wait to share the rest of our awe-inspiring miracles with each of you here on Between Our Sundays.
Between Our Sundays.